Yeah, how y'all doing, man? It's your boy Big June here with another episode of the Smokers Lounge, where sports discussions become sports debates and so on, man. How y'all feeling out there, man? Hopefully everybody's doing their thing, doing the right thing and all that, man. Trust me. I'm out here just grinding, getting back to business and shit, you know what I mean? Been on a little hiatus, but I'm back, man. I'm hitting y'all with shows back to back to back, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm Jordan. But yeah, man. You know. Growing up, you know, I was a sports fan. Baseball was one of my favorites growing up. You know, me being a left-handed hitter, I try to emulate some of the great ones at the time. You know, I had the Tony Gwynn, rest in peace. And I had Wade Boggs, Amir Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly, my idol growing up. You know, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr. You know, the list could go on and on, man. But I'm just going, you know, say the ones that I really try to emulate. And I got to admit, man. Barry's on the top of that list. So when I thought about it, like, to me, who would be the greatest baseball player that I've seen of my time? And the answer for that one was Barry Bonds. I know all the controversy, the steroids, whether it's proven or not, the trials, you know, the black eye get baseball. Yeah, I know, I get it. But on individual talent, I feel that Barry was one of them players that he really didn't have to do steroids. And the numbers was there. You know, from his days in Pittsburgh with Bobby Bonilla, Andy Van Slyke, Sid Breen, you know, Doug Drayback, that they were challenging the Atlanta Braves, you know, for the NL pennant. So you knew that at that time, Barry was special. And the numbers will only get better. So, you know, when he signed for San Francisco, you know, obviously, the numbers did get better. And that's where the scandals began as well. But we're not here to talk about the scandals and all that, if he did it or not. What I am going to do is, I'm going to give you a couple of numbers. Some career stats of Barry's. And I'll let you decide. But, you know, Barry Bonds, career batting average of 298, 2,935 career hits, 762 career home runs, 1,996 RBIs, 514 career stolen bases, a 14-time All-Star, 7-time National League MVP, 8-time Gold Glover, 12-time Silver Slugger, 3-time Hank Aaron Award winner, 2-time National League batting champion, 2-time National League home run leader, led the National League in RBIs in 1993. Obviously, we all know he hit 73 in one season. Barry has 2,558 career base on balls and holds the season record for 232 walks in one season. A slugging percentage of 863. An on-base percentage of 609. He is the first and only major league player in history with at least 500 home runs and 500 stolen bases. The first and only player in Major League Baseball history. Second all-time behind Babe Ruth and wins above replacements amongst all major league position players. Now, I gave you some of the numbers. Now, let's talk about the man who was, as we all know, you know, Barry was a real arrogant guy, and the media didn't really have too much love for him. So when the scandal took place and it rocked baseball and he was front and center of it, you know, the reporters had a field day. And, you know, Barry Bonds, whether he wants to admit it or not, you know, years later, we all know you did something in some type of capacity. You know, you were phenomenal from your days of Pittsburgh, but your physical appearance just kept changing and changing. You know what I mean? Like your head swole up. Not ego-wise, but physically. So now, you know, you're in San Francisco, you're competing at a high level. And it's not only you, it's the whole Major League Baseball that's been rocked by a scandal. But, being that you were the greatest player, the best player, excuse me, of that era. So they had the best hitter in the scandal, along with the best pitcher of the time, Roger Clemens, right? What was the difference between Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds? I'll tell you what it was. It was Greg Anderson. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs a homie like Greg Anderson. You know what? If you're listening to this, man, shout out to Greg Anderson, man. For real, man. You've been holding down more than dudes in the hood do, man. Niggas talk like girls, man, but you held it. You held it. And Barry had to thank you. I know he rewarded you for that loyalty, for that act. A lot of niggas won't pull off, man. So whether he did it or not, you know, regardless, it is what it is. You know, at one time, ESPN felt like court TV, right? Between Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and the whole scandal and who's doing what and whatever the case might be. But that's how it was. Felt like criminal TV shit. But, you know, he was front and center. Now, I'm not going to give Barry no excuses and I'm not going to give him a pass and no easy way out. But if I had a place to vote for the Hall of Fame, eventually you do know Barry Bonds is going to get into the Hall of Fame. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of the stuff that has took place was self-inflicted by him and his choices and the decisions he made while he played. And also the way he conducted and carried himself off the field, right? But no doubt about it, the numbers speak for himself. And you can put up his numbers against any Hall of Famer. And obviously you know where his place belongs at. Well, would he get in? You know, because it's not up to me. It's up to the voters, the writers. You know, hopefully they feel like cheaters never win. Or maybe if they let him in, they got to let all of them in. Or the majority of them in. Yeah, I get it. But does it take away from Barry and all the accomplishments he had in baseball? Does it? I don't. There was a lot of people that tried to get the competitive edge. This is one of the things that frustrated me with him. Because I knew that he didn't do it from that standpoint. It had to be ego and pride. That 98 season for Magic, for Mark McGwire and Sammy. That's what it was, right? Because there's no other way that you can explain that. Why would a man so talented that puts up numbers on a consistent basis, hits for power, average, go that route and do steroids? You ask yourself, what drove him down that road? You know, him, the A-Rods, the 5-2 players, the can't miss, the next generational superstar. And you're tainted. And unfortunately, Barry, you're tainted. And it's crazy just to think about that. Like one of the greatest baseball players I ever saw in my life. Tainted. Rocked by the scandal. Balco, the Mitchell Report, all that bullshit, all that fuckery. Just think about that for 1 second. You know, there was speculation about Ken Griffey did this or this man did that. But once this dude started blowing the whistle, and the names just kept getting bigger and bigger until they landed on the big fish. And that was Barry Bonds. They hooked him, but they had to let him go because Greg Anderson said so. You know what I'm saying? But nah, check it, man. Barry is one of the greatest. Now, some might not respect him as the home run leader. You know, some might consider Hank Aaron the home run leader. And Babe Ruth or Roger Maris, the home run season leader. You know, because McGwire, Sosa, and Barry, they all tainted. They're tainted. You know, they've been rocked by scandals, steroids, right? So, you know, again, you can feel how you want to feel about it. You could discuss it, debate it. That's what it's for. It's an opinion. Everyone has one. But listen, man. At the end of the day, if you're going by the numbers speak for itself, right? You can't go what's against on black and white. On a black and white, it shows you that Barry Bonds was a phenomenal baseball player. First batted Hall of Famer. Now, obviously, he hasn't gotten in. Maybe he'll never get in. Maybe that's the punishment and the call that he has to live with. But, you know, all the other athletes, you ask a pitcher who was one of the toughest guys to get out, and I'm sure they're going to tell you Barry Bonds because he was definitely patient at the plate, right? He'll take the walk. His eye was phenomenal. Like, you literally had to pitch to Barry Bonds. You know, pick your poison. Give him a free pass, 4 balls, intentionally. Like, how many times did you see a game and you see Barry just standing there? Like, won't even move the bat because he knows what's coming. An intentional walk, a free pass to first base, right? I was just saying, my mind's like, why would you even wear the elbow pad and the other stuff that you wear? Because you know, basically, what's going to happen? They don't even want to piss to you. It was like watching, like, one of them Bugs Bunny joints, you know, because just think about it. At the rate that he was, and let's get this by the way, too. You know, when he was blackballed out the league, out the game, because no one wanted to offer him a contract and sign him, minor league or whatever the case might be, he still was productive. You know, you got some of these ball players late in their 40s still hitting and still swinging, man, at a high level. You know, and I felt that Barry could have been one of those. He could have transitioned into a designated hitter in the American League and still been a dominant, potent left-handed bat, right? Maybe his pride wouldn't accept that, being the fact that he was the man on the team, the superstar on the team. But your boy Big June feels like, you know, with the career he's had, the approach he had at the plate, the walks, the consistency, the eye, everything, I felt that Barry probably could have played like on some Julio Franco level, going close to 50. You feel me? Because he was a complete hitter. Remember, he hit for power, but he also hit for average. He gets you the doubles. He would steal bases. When Barry was a Pittsburgh Pirate, you know, he really was the real deal. A 5'2", you know. And when he took his talents to San Francisco, obviously the power was elevated and then the scandals and all that. Why not? Why not? But let's not forget, like I mentioned before, an 8-time Gold Glover. So, you know, he was all around. So Barry brought a lot to the table. But unfortunately, you know, When you mention Barry Bonds, one of the first things that comes to someone's mouth is the steroids, the trial, and all the other shit. Now, whether we know if it was true or not, you know, again, we'll never know. And if it costs him his spot at the Hall of Fame, his plaque, his chance to be in Cooperstown, you know, that's something that he got to live with. But your boy Big June, you know, I respect and I respect everyone's decision, and I might not agree with the decision they made. But listen, I know that to me, his decision was based on pride and ego. You know, he seen the magnificent season that Sosa and McGuire had in 98 and the recognition that came behind it. And I felt like, you know, what about me? Because he wasn't feeling, he was getting his due. And I'm giving him an excuse or a way out to see why he was doing what he was doing and why he took it, he did or he didn't, allegedly. All I'm saying is that at that time, he was playing at a high level. He was the man in baseball. You know, it was basically between him, Ken Griffey, and Alex Rodriguez. You know, obviously, you know, Sosa came in and some of these guys are, you know, the late bloomers. But Barry was putting it down since his Pittsburgh Pirate days, you know. Like I said, a 14-time All-Star, 7-time National League MVP. You know, if he would have continued to play, obviously he would have caught and accomplished the 3,000 hits as well, which speaks volumes to him for not only to have 700 career home runs, but also to eclipse 3,000 hits if he would have been offered a contract. So, you know, again, I feel, you know, your boy Big June, Smokers Lounge, that Barry was the complete player. And when you look at the list of the people who did or didn't, Barry definitely should have not been on that list. Off of pure talent, off of pure skill, he should have never been on that list. But, you know, he did that. And again, you know, I'm always going to shout out Greg Anderson, man, because he's a big piece to the puzzle. And if it wasn't for him, you know, that puzzle would have been folded, broken, smashed. So even if we'll never find out what happened, I don't care. You know why? Because Greg Anderson did something a lot of these dudes in the hood can't do, man. He kept it official. He kept it real. You know, that was Barry's man. That was his trainer. He ain't taught the secrets. He ain't give out nothing. So, you know, some say by him doing that, that also made Barry look guilty. But in the court of law, that's what really counts, right? But in the court of the public opinions, you know, we all found him guilty. You know, I myself at times is like, you know what? You're an idiot. You should never went that route. If they do find you guilty and you do be end up in jail, it'd be a damn shame. But you know what? Fuck it, man. If you can't, you know, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. So, you know, it really was a black guy for baseball when you look at it, man. You had the top hitter at the time. You had the top pitcher at the time. Both under investigation. Both going to court. Court cases. You know, it was what it was at that time. I always felt like, you know, Bud Selig, he turned a black eye, turned the cheek to see what was really going on. He knew what was going on. And you know, he could have stepped in and intervened, but he chose not to. And a lot of players started to take advantage. And some did it for a competitive level. Some did it, you know, ego-driven, whatever the case might be. But everyone started to dab into it. And it just wasn't Barry, obviously, as you can see. But, you know, a lot of people during that West Coast swing, you know, the Canseco's, the Mark McGuire's, the teams down in Texas, you know, a lot of those guys were implicated into the steroids. And you could see the list and you know who was going on. And then one of his teammates, if I don't remember, Marvin Bernard in San Francisco was also caught. Now, you can see why a guy like that might do steroids, you know. Could barely make the roster. Think he's a defensive specialist. He has speed when he gets on base because he doesn't really hit for average or just hit to get on base. So you can see a guy like that taking steroids, you know. But a guy like Barry, a solidified guy, like a perennial MVP, an all-star. It was just like, why? Why even go that route? Like, why? You know, just think about why. You can say the same question to Alex Rodriguez. You know. You know, like I was saying to a friend of mine, man. You know, I'm not a, you know what? Yeah, I'm saying it. I feel Roger Clemens took steroids at some point. You show me a 44-year-old competing at a high level. Might have had his best season in his career. ERA under 2 or barely over 2. 20-something wins. 44-year-old. With career groin injuries that zaps you from your power. A 44-year-old with a historical Cy Young season. At that age, listen, I know he was phenomenal. But damn, you know. And that's nothing taken away from Roger Clemens because he's been phenomenal from day one, winning Cy Young for Boston and all that. And that was another guy that I feel like, you know, he didn't have to go that route. Maybe he started to do it because he could heal faster from his injuries and just started to take advantage of it like every other one does. But, you know, him, Barry, you know, the A-Rods, you know, you scratch your head when you think about it, like, why? You know, you ain't have to go that route. And Barry, he definitely had to go that route because, you know, again, man, a career 298 hitter. So basically, you could say he was almost a 300 hitter for his career. A 12-time silver slugger. 2-time National League batting champ. So the guy hits for average. If you look at his baseball card, there's been seasons where he has hit over 300. For power, 100-plus walks. He was just a complete player. Might have scooped up another gold glove because he won 8, by the way. So when you look at all his accomplishments, all the numbers he had throughout his illustrious career, you just think about it. You sit back and you get frustrated. And you ask yourself, why, Barry? Why the fuck you did that dumb shit? And you know, it might cost you your spot in the Hall of Fame. It really might. Because, you know, eventually some of these voters would want to vote you in. And I'm sure they have. But once they open up the floodgates, you know, they got to let everyone in. Could they just make an example or an exception for you, let's say Roger Clemens? Then what? You know, then people start advocating for Alex Rodriguez and these other guys that got caught or implicated to the scandals and all that, right? Because those are roots of an exception. And if they were going to make an exception, it would have to be for Barry Bonds, right? And Roger Clemens, it would have to be. Just think about that for just 1 second. If you're going to choose one hitter, one pitcher from the steroid era, to get into the Hall of Fame. It has to be Barry Bonds, accompanied by Roger Clemens, right? Because think about it, they will both be first batted Hall of Famers if they were never implicated into the scandals, right? We all know that. I just gave you the numbers on Barry Bonds, man. I just, you know, if you watch the game, if you follow the game, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen it for yourself. You know, he was phenomenal. You know, I thought about making it a debate, like who was the superior one? Was it Griffey or was it Barry? And, you know, even though Ken Griffey was never implicated into anything, there were always questions about him, his health, the way he broke down late in his career. You know, some people say a lot of that had to do with steroids. Now, whether is that true or not, your boy Big June don't know, so I'm not even going to go there. But what I will say is that Ken Griffey, the kid, was phenomenal as well. And I idolized him, and I idolized Bonds growing up. So I knew that, you know, I wasn't the only kid growing up idolizing Bonds, idolizing Griffey, emulating their swing, or whatever they how they conducted themselves on the field. Because, you know, Griffey was a phenomenal outfielder as well. You know, but so was Barry. You see, Barry was always in the conversation. When you mention the best of anything, you mention Barry Bonds. At any time during his career, you mention, like, who's one of the best hitters in the league? Barry. Who's one of the best power hitters in the league? Barry. Who's one of the best hitters with a great eye that takes walks and moves the baton along? Barry. Right? And you add all that into the equation. Just think about it. You sleep on Barry, he will steal second base. Over 500 career stolen bases. 500. What I said earlier, the only player, the first player in Major League Baseball history with over 500 career home runs and also 500 career stolen bases. You know, I could keep giving you other numbers, man. I could real dig deep and show you. But I think we all know what I'm talking about here, man. Now, it isn't up to me. Because I don't get the final say-so whether he gets in or not. What I will say is the boy Big June Smokers Nuts podcast, man. You know, I feel that Barry Bonds would eventually get in. And, you know, somebody feel, you know, he don't deserve his place. And he ruined it and he fucked it up for himself. Okay, cool. But others don't feel that way. And at the end of the day, you know, the hall is all about numbers, the productions, what you did in your, throughout your career. And you can't say that Barry Bonds was on steroids throughout his whole career. Through the entirety of his career, you cannot say that. From his Pittsburgh Pirate days, I would not say that. But I will say that he was talented and he was leading the Pirates in the right direction before he signed with San Francisco. Right? So, you know, from day one, if you're a real baseball head, you know Barry was the real deal. And you know, maybe his career would have took different if he stood in Pittsburgh. Or actually won a championship. But see, that's the thing about Barry. Yeah, he didn't win a championship. But he competed. And then he was there for the Octobers. Even made a World Series appearance in 2002, you know, against the Angels. And had a phenomenal series, by the way, because I don't even want to get you into those numbers, but that's just who he was. You know, Barry struck fear in opposing pitchers. I guarantee you, if you ask pitchers from that era, who was the most difficult at bat? The majority of them are going to mention Barry Bonds. And you know what? It's rightfully so. Barry was a terror at the plate. It was just crazy. It's mind-boggling that you could think about Barry and then have steroids attached to him with the kind of career and the numbers he put out throughout his career. It's just sad when you think about the turn of events and the decisions he made. And if it does cost him a chance in a spot in the Hall of Fame, you know, you got some of these athletes that they feel that they're bigger than life, bigger than the team, bigger than everything itself. And you know, Barry was real difficult with the media, with some of his teammates. Obviously, you know, he fought with Jeff Cahan, and you know, he wasn't the easiest guy to get along with. But we're not talking about the person, we're talking about the baseball player. And the baseball player and the stats that I gave you show you that he's a phenomenal baseball player. Wasn't on the top of the list, top of the line as far as the great goals. So now, you know, your boy Big June Smokers Live podcast. You know, we can debate about it. You might not like this podcast. You might not feel what I'm talking about. You might feel like I'm defending Barry Bonds for his actions. Really, I'm not. What I'm saying is, if you're going to make the exception to the rule, it would have to be with Barry Bonds, right? Because they always say you can't go against what's on black and white. On black and white, it shows you that he was a phenomenal baseball player. You know, again, like I said, some people might consider Hank Aaron the home run leader. Some might consider Roger Maris or Babe Ruth the single season home run leader. And that's cool, because everyone's entitled to their opinion, man. It is what it is, man. What I'm saying is, what I witnessed as a kid, growing up, as a man, as a baseball fan, I see Barry Bonds produce over and over and over. It was phenomenal throughout his whole career, scandal or not. You know, he wasn't the only one doing steroids. And, you know, obviously, it never came out that he did. It was allegedly. So, allegedly, he never did steroids or was involved in that type of scenery, right? I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that, you know, his physical appearance didn't change dramatically over the years, because it has. But listen, nothing to take away from the numbers that man has put up throughout his career. At any time in that career, the numbers I just gave you, that a 14-time All-Star, a 7-time National League MVP, 762 career home runs, 2,558 career base on balls. The man would take a walk. It didn't matter. It was hard to get Barry Bonds out. And you know it. It was hard. Very hard. And, yo, again, man, I could keep rambling, man, but I'm not. And, you know, again, like I said, you know, growing up, you know, I admired Barry Bonds. I admired a lot of baseball players, man, for the talent that they were. And Barry always stood out amongst the group. And, you know, when it's all said and done, what is he getting into the Hall of Fame? Hey, I can't control that. But what I will say is, if I could vote and had to say so into that, yes, I would give him 10, because I feel that, you know, he was one of the greatest to come. And the numbers speak for themselves. You know, the same goes for Roger Clemens and all that. But again, I don't make the decisions. And, you know, if they don't get in, they have to live for that, man. But, you know, your boy, Big June, man. You know, before I sign out, man, I just want to let y'all know, man, I got these boxing episodes coming, man. I ain't forget, man. I've been dipping and dabbing into a lot of things, man. I just did a Jet episode, man. You know, I sound like Stephen A. Smith, man, getting my disses on and all that, man. It's sad when I think about that. But, you know, this episode here, it's just about who I felt was like the greatest baseball player of my era growing up. You know, the list could go on and on, man, but I felt like Barry always stood out amongst them, and, you know, rightfully so. The numbers he put up throughout his career were phenomenal. Unfortunately, you know, he made some bad decisions and aligned himself with people that, you know, maybe he shouldn't have. And that ego, and he was very egotistical, and, you know, was an arrogant guy. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. He's not the first athlete, nor the last one. It is what it is, again, man. It's your boy, Big June, man, Smokers Line Podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work. I'm grounding. You know what I'm saying? I know I had a hiatus, man, but I'm back. I'm focused. I'm back on it, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do this. We're going to keep going. We're just getting started. You heard? Smokers Lounge. One love, baby. I'm out.